No one comes here for it. I don't know why you come here. Anyways, wait, do we still do the
Welcome to the first 21 seconds. Study says if you don't say something interesting now, we lose viewers. What do you got?
Bruce.
All right, Jessica, what do you got?
What do I got? Say no to CBDCs. Say no to eating the bugs. Say no to you will own nothing and be happy. Bitcoin is the solution. Bitcoin is freedom. If it's CBDCs, it's slavery. If it's Bitcoin, we win. So fantastic.
Wow. That's the most signal we're going to give tonight. Thank you very much for that. You guys can tune out. Amazing. That
comes like 5 years of studying and podcast listening we've done.
Dude, there you go. Literally, we just TLDR'd you so hard. You could tune out now. But yeah, good to have you, Jessica. I don't know why. What are we doing here? This is your guest. You're the guest patrol guy.
Well, this was actually the audience's choice for the week. We had
Hold on. Before you go on. Rope is in the audience as a space listener. And between you and I and everyone that listens, he's got a huge crush on you. This is why he picks on you all the time. He's just ashamed of it.
Well, we're taught when we're little that, you know, boys make fun of you or they'll hurt you because they like you.
Exactly. Well, Rope is just a grown man child. So, you know, you got to take it as it comes. Oh, look, he had to leave. He had to leave the spaces to come on YouTube. Let's go. Okay. All right. Touche. Speaking of, here's the YouTube link.
This is the audience's choice here. And 33% of our audience members have requested Jessica to join the show, which means that 2 out of 6 listeners.
Who were their other choices?
Yeah, wait, is this a poll? What's going on here?
What's the question?
Who were your other choices?
Oh, we wing it like every week, and we also don't really know what we're supposed to talk about every week either. So.
Stop giving away the trade secrets.
Yeah, this is why we're successful.
Hey, Rope, hold on, Wine. I don't mean to cut you off, but Rope, obviously you have a crush on me, bro. Like, this is uncontentious. Okay, Wine, sorry.
We'll need to see this romance play out at Bitcoin Miami.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Jessica, I was literally in his DMs this morning telling him, where are you going to Miami? Because I need some friends. Are we going to share beds together or what, Rope? Come on, dude.
What's this guy keep calling me a hoe?
Who's this?
I don't know. Absurd. Absurd.
Oh, I honestly, no idea.
Did we beat him?
He should. Yeah. Thank you, Rope. I appreciate you.
I could boot, but let's let it ride. Let's let it ride a little bit.
I've never
be nice to our guest. Let's not just be mean to our guest here, guys. This is the BK platform. You know, we're not going to be able to bring back guests if you guys are just assholes to them. Come on. Okay. Anyways, all right. Let's get into this, Wine. We do have some polls. We have a bunch of silly stuff that we're doing tonight. We have some polls. Wine came up with some genius questions for you, but I have the first question for you. And this is kind of leaning into what our fan base thinks of me. So now you may be aware, I am leaning into being an e-girl influencer, and I am doing my best to, you know, deal with this newfound fame of showing my ankles and, you know, a lot of criticism for being an e-girl. So my question to you is, Jessica, how do you deal with being an e-girl influencer?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, people thought I was a dude for the longest time until they met me in person. I literally had to post a picture with like a sign that said buy Bitcoin so people knew that it was me.
Wait, Jessica, you're walking into it now. Everyone's gonna say show bobs on the chat. Like you're walking into the trolls now.
Oh no. Well, see, when I got on Twitter, I, like, had zero clue about, like, trolling. Well, I mean, I knew about it, but I didn't know what I was getting myself into. But you just gotta, you know, just take it and just don't let it bother you, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it. Say what I want,
and you know, if people are gonna attack me for it, whatever.
Yeah. It can't, all right, between you and I and the five people watching and the 100 people that'll listen eventually.
That number is always wrong.
It's always wrong. Yeah, it's so high. It's you way higher.
Zeros after, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Look, now we're at six. We're doing a good job. It's very interesting how people on the internet are very quick to throw tomatoes hiding behind avatars when, you know, you're out there every single day trying to do some good things. And then, hey, it's just part of the game, you know. I heard this Drake line, and this one might be for myself, but he said something on the line of like, I give you my soul and you guys say I sold out. Like, sheesh, Drake gets it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Love it.
I can't sing. I had the new one. And well, hey, Wine has his own segment. We don't have the transition, but he raps for us almost every day.
Oh my God.
This is how the show works, Jessica. People spend some money, do whatever they want.
I mean, if you're not having fun, then what's the point?
Agreed. 100% agreed. Anyways, Wine, did you have more questions or do I jump in straight to the questions we have? Are we leading you down a path?
Well, I'm really excited because there's 9 viewers now. So we had, I think those first 21 seconds were the best ones yet. And maybe that's why the show is so bad. We just put a lot of pressure on ourselves.
Bad? You mean bad isn't good, right?
It just hasn't cut on yet. What's the
highest number of viewers you've gotten?
When we first went live, I think we got up to like 20 live. It was a good day.
You just got to get to 21.
Yeah, well, Wine and I have done a very good job of alienating all of our audience. We tried to lose followers for about 6 months, and then Wine got a little itch up his butt, and he's like, hey, maybe we should actually get people to want to watch the show. I'm like, dude, then what have we been doing for the last 6 months?
No, the whole goal has been to get the show canceled, and we're almost there.
Well, I'm pretty much doing a good job getting myself canceled here on just continuing BK.
Opti, you'll be okay. This is why people love you.
Debatable. I don't know. I don't know if you've noticed, Wine. I'm getting a lot of hate nowadays. It's very fun. I'll tell you.
I actually don't notice, but I don't know. I think that.
Dude, means- you are part of the hate. You literally try to cancel me every single day. You just try to put me in. Dude, honestly, guys, hold on. From here on out, moving forward, anything Wine says is entrapment.
What hate are you talking about? I haven't seen any hate on you.
Well, they're in my DMs.
Oh, of course they are.
We did run a poll that should we pick on Opti or are we being too mean? And it was like unanimous that we're not mean enough.
Becca's here. Hello, Becca.
Let's go. See, Jessica brings all the girls to the yard.
All right, what's the questions that we have, Opti? Or are we running the polls, questions? How do you want to do this?
Hold on, Becca, Wine's bin docs. Look at this. Look at this guy. He's actually clean cut today. Look at him. Look at this handsome stud. Look at this guy.
I have arms.
Wine, take your shirt off. Wait. No. For Sats, Wine's taking his shirt off. All right, you heard it here first.
Show bobs.
Yeah, show bobs, Wine. Well, hey, Jessica, something you haven't learned yet. Wine would literally do and say anything for Sat. So, guys.
Oh, while we're on that subject, I got a DM from a Bitcoin company called Seed Stamp.
Oh, nice. Free show. I love it. Let's go.
So Seed Stamp sends me a DM. Stamp Seed, sorry. At, don't make me big because it ruined the connection last time. Stamp_seed. Okay, so they send me a DM saying like, hey, we met in Miami. Would you be interested in a partnership? And we've had like a bunch of people send us these types of DMs because I guess they just see we're Bitcoin podcasts and they have a Bitcoin product. I'm like, yeah. I don't think you realize what kind of show this is. And we only have 6 viewers. So a partnership would be a huge waste of your time. Ooh, they always want to send us free shit. He's like, well, we'll send you a free thing for you to test it out and you could like tweet out about it. I was like, all right, well, I'll talk about it on today's show. So Stampseed, you guys rule. And I love you. Send us stuff.
Why? How many?
Wrong.
Is it? I don't even know what it is. I haven't looked. Is this not what it is? Oh. All right, hold on. I'll fix this. Hold on. Sorry, guys. This is a free shill. Let's go. Stamp underscore seed.
Secure your words on metal. Stamp Seed is the best company for you. Trust me. I've used their products.
Wow. Talk about a sellout here. Wine would do anything for sats.
Sats and free stuff. This is how I live.
Amazing. Okay, if you haven't been able to tell, Jessica, Wine is actually homeless right now. So hence why he's trying to show Bob's for 800 sats.
Obviously.
Wait, Wine. I think this is show Bob's approved 6969 show balls.
That's for you.
No, I show ink, bro. I don't. I'm a classy woman. I don't show anything above my ankle.
No, you're a classy e girl.
Yes, exactly. So nothing above ankle.
But with Lightning Network,
it simply works.
All right, what's the questions, Opti?
No. Let's get into these polls. I think this is. I think this is how we do it. We do the polls.
We took off last week.
Yeah. We might take off next week.
Hello, it's time for the polls. Do you agree with Bitcoin Twitter or would you counter trade him? Woof.
Oh, wait. I have one more question, Jessica. Before we move on, do you counter trade Bitcoin Twitter or do you agree everything you read on the internet on Twitter?
No, I don't agree with everything I read on the internet.
Okay, so counter trade Bitcoin Twitter. This is a woman of culture. She gets it.
Do you know whose voice that is in the segments?
Is it yellow?
Close. It's another foreigner.
Labra. Yes,
well, Labra. You got one of them right.
I was just talking to them like 2 weeks ago, so I should know.
It's another foreigner that hides behind his anon account. I love Labra. Hey, Labra, are you in the chat? What's up, bro? How you been? It's been a minute.
He's not here, honestly.
Honestly, he's been here for he was our biggest loyal fan, and then Wine scared him off.
What'd you do?
What'd you do?
He was here.
Hey, Becca, I am a classy ethot. You know, I am one of the few. Oh my God! Wait, hold on. Diogenes the Great. We need an intro of Opti washing a Lambo and Daisy Dukes. I don't know about that, but hey, meme it and your dreams can come true. Okay,
you get your 21 viewers, I think.
Honestly, hey, why no Wine LARPs is having the best calves in Bitcoin.
It's true.
But
oh wow, really,
we have a poll here. Hold on, let's get to these. Let's get to these polls. Let's see. All right. Oh wait, I can't show you that one. Look at you, Wine, you're getting me in trouble already.
What'd you do?
These are the old ones. Go down.
Did we not get that one? There's the one. Look, bruh, nah.
We have to
hold on. Hold on. You guys aren't supposed to see those. You guys aren't supposed to see those. Hold on.
Put the DM box down.
No. That's the fun part. If you're nosy enough, you'll find the DMs. Okay. All right. So. Guys, if hold on, let's give some context here. If you guys were at Bitcoin Conference 2022, then this is when Wine and I were basically anon, almost completely anon. There's another special BK alumni that isn't anon. We were ethots for Kaboom Rex. Shouts out Kaboom Rex. And Alex, aka actually, let's not dox him, even though he's already been doxed. He said that Wine had the best cabs in Bitcoin, which at the time, he did seem to have good cabs. But I've seen him lately, and he's got absolute chicken legs.
I've been hiking in Patagonia. So.
Okay, okay, all right. Then before lately, this guy had chicken legs confirmed, and you guys still say he has the best cabs in Bitcoin. Wine, actually, guys, hold on. 6969 sats to see Wine's cabs. Anyways, let's get to this poll. So this is a illustrious, highly regarded Bitcoin kindergarten, and it goes, who has the best cabs in Bitcoin? And obviously, Wine Army out here strong, because 63% of 33 votes said that Winicus did. I think he paid for those votes. Anyways, the rest, the other option, 36% was the field. And it's spelled wrong. But perfect, Wine. I love it. Did you not catch the misspelling? You didn't even catch that.
That's how you spell field. My bad.
Oh my God.
Wow. He didn't actually misspell that. He just doesn't know how to spell.
I learned a whole lot of words. Dude, okay. I'm in America. I haven't spoke English in a long time.
Do we have it? Wow. Nope. No, bro. Send us one Bitcoin and you'll get two back. Hold on. Rope wants to talk.
Uh-oh.
Rope, we're in the middle of the polls, and now you're coming up. How you doing, Rope?
I am good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you on your Android McDonald's Wi-Fi.
All right, first of all, go fuck yourself. I'm on the way home from work.
Hey, well, do you want to confirm or deny the rumors that you have a crush on Jessica?
To have a crush on Jessica. I can neither confirm nor deny. I'm not going to comment on that story. I don't comment on conjecture.
Oh, that's a yes if I've ever heard one.
Oh my God.
I do have a thing for Mexican e-girls off to you right now. You are back. There it is.
Let's go. Well, hey, Jessica, are you actually part of the superior race that is Mexicans? Because this is the biggest Mexican only podcast in the space.
Unfortunately,
she's
a Mexican.
Wow.
No, she's fine.
I'm not.
She's lying. She's Mexican. She is lying to you.
Yo, you're pink. Shut up.
Yeah. Now listen. That's cool, motherfucking boy.
Let's go. Wow. Wait, hold on. Rope ethered in the first minute, bro. He's being nice because Rope could say some mean things. Rope's being nice. Look,
he says mean things all the time on my Twitter.
Like, hey, just like every other Anon, when it's in face to face, they're not as mean as they are.
No, he was very nice when we met at BBB.
Oh, yo, hold on. Rope getting ether. Yo, I need the ether instrumental right now. Back hey, yo, fuck Jay-Z. All right, anyways. I kind of like Jay-Z. Anyways, let's get into these other polls. Oh, wait. Wrong one.
Opt in disbelief.
Dude, Bitcoin Twitter is
based. Oh, yeah. Let's highlight Wine's comment. Oh, opt in disbelief.
Those are
it's acting up on
what
me.
Happened where are the calves?
Yes, yeah, see Jessica gets it. Hold on actually, can we really rish in Wine's new haircut? Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, it's too it's good.
Weird. Why do I choose when to talk to not? It's like I don't get what my strategy is.
Honestly, I don't know, but you should get that haircut back. Anyways, best calves in Bitcoin.
I mean,
find me better calves.
That's kind of worse on you though, because if you have worse calves than that.
Hey, see, Jessica gets it.
Oh, wow. Look, you got a simp on the air. Simp live. What? Let's go. Where? Hold on.
Rocket ship, get on board.
So why?
Okay. Anonymous tip for 500 sats. Say, hey, Jesse, you Satoshi sis, because your smile is bliss.
That's bars.
Wait, hold on. I just got a new. How many DMs or how many people do you get sliding in your DMs? Like actually trying to finagle the bagel.
A lot.
No. Yo. Hey, simps cotton 4K. But
I will say they are mostly marriage proposals. They're not like unsolicited dick pics or anything like that. So I guess.
Wow. I don't need. I'll leave that one.
Yeah, my bad about the dick pic, Jessica. That was my fault.
I know it happens. It's okay.
Hey, you know, he was feeling very, self-confident about his micro penis, and he just needed someone to see it.
Look, I mean, I am pinky for a reason. They don't call me pinky for nothing.
Yo. Okay, all right, hold on. Let's get back to Wine's Cavs, because if we're going to highlight Wine's comments, we got to highlight my comment. Hey, corporate wants you to tell me the difference. SpongeBob leg or Wynicus leg? Literally.
SpongeBob leg or tree trunks?
Look at this. Am I?
I belong in that atmosphere.
Look at this SpongeBob leg. Literally can't tell the difference.
Wait, so where are your calves?
Oh, my calves are, they got to pay for those.
He's an ankle.
No, I'm a classy ethod. I don't put them. I don't go above the ankle. I don't go above the ankle.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You could build your optimal Bitcoin, and Opti's ankles are in there, and calves are in there.
There we go. Okay, let's move on. Let's see what other.
We got more polls. Right?
Yeah, we got a few more.
Other than the racist one, you want to share?
Hey, Wynicus. Shh. Wine's trying to get me canceled. Okay. This next one, Wine, actually, you give us context for this one.
I don't know. I just felt like asking a very generic Bitcoin-y poll for this segment. Did he used to be a dumb crypto bro? Like the house titles on the blockchain kind of dumb. I was. So 56.6% of us were dumb crypto bros. And, I mean, I guess that gives us hope. 41%, no, always BTC. I guess they were watching this show and never shitcoin, and 2% still are shitcoining.
Wow,
2% that are honest, I guess.
Wow, ooh, right, dude. You know, I didn't know Jessica was gonna eat. There's so many dudes tonight. They're getting wrecked, absolutely wrecked in the chat. Jessica.
You said it was coming for shit posting. That's like.
Oh well, I'm okay with this. I like this. I like this energy. All right, I got another question. This isn't really a poll, but we still have some more polls, so I'll pull those up as I ask. This might be a super serious question.
Oh no.
Depending on where you take it. No. But over under on the patriarchy. I don't even know how to put it in a word. What's the question? How did the feminists say it again? Patriarchy oppressing you. Over under on the patriarchy oppressing you.
Over under on the patriarchy. There is over no oppression.
Bored. Okay. All right. You pass. Okay.
Feminism is a scam. I should have included that in my 21-second intro.
I mean, if you read like 12 of her tweets, you're going to wish the patriarchy was a threat to her.
Yo. Oh, shit. That was a good one.
Just read some of my tweets and you'll go to sleep, remember?
Bars. Hold on.
Confirmed. Yeah, listen.
That's cool. Actually, we got a live question from the audience. Absurd observations. How do other women in Bitcoin filter out the hoes? Serious question. As a woman old enough to be your mother. Oh, snaps. She is a woman. Shout out to you.
Well, all the girls
you shame them. You shame them.
You shame them, basically. What I've noticed is the hoes don't really show up. So, like, all the girls that I've interacted with are fantastic and genuine girls. So, I think the real ones, like, stick around and show up.
The real ones. The highly independent ones.
Independent woman.
Independent woman.
Man.
Keyword. Man.
All right, let's see. Working at its best, putting their gender in my gender.
I saw this good Instagram post, but I'm not going to say it because Wine's trying to get
me.
Because I can't remember it. It was something like, it said like woman, man in parentheses. It said.
Oh, is it the herpes one?
Whoa, no, but go on. Oh, wait, that's close. Yeah, close. Yeah. Kind of the same vibe. It said person, you know, son, yeah. Parentheses. And then it said crasher. And of course, her, parentheses. But hey, her peas. That's a good, I like that one, Jessica. That's some signal there.
Yep.
All right, Bitcoin Becca says, and every third tweet is a thirsty Jim Peak pick. Then she's probably not here for the separation of state and money. I don't know, Becca. I've been seeing some thirst traps on Twitter lately. You know, they have the good copy on top, and then it's just like a random selfie of themselves. I see what you're doing. Okay. Anyways, we got another poll. Actually, hold on. Wrong poll. Wine. I don't get what this one is. What are you thinking on this one?
Basically, Elon Musk said that if you're not verified,
it's not a poll,
you can't vote on polls anymore. So this is the end of this segment, Opti. That's what I'm going.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Which I guess you're happy about because there's less.
Hold on.
This show.
No, this is the only stuff we have for this show.
When Noster, for real.
Oh, we were supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Wine, that's your job. Hold on.
How did it go from you doing everything to me doing everything?
I literally picked up on your wisdom. Wine, oh, great man once told me, I didn't do the work, so you have to. And that great man was Winekus, and so he does all the work now.
You learned well, my son.
Rip to the polls.
Is that the last poll?
No, we got another one. I just wanted to.
What's the reason? Why is it ahead of themselves?
Oh, because apparently Elon Musk is going to say that only verified accounts can
vote
answer
on
polls.
Great.
But I was trying to find the like bugle. Rest in peace song when someone dies, but I found the coffin dance song before that. So
much better.
Yeah, it's a little better. So rip to the polls.
Honestly, Opti, if I die, can you play that song at my funeral?
I could do that.
No, you have to play it as you're walking down the aisle.
with the laptop on my shoulder. Okay. No, I guess that's the last poll, Wine.
All right, I guess we can start with a series of interrogations here.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
First Hold question. We're using the music here?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I need to update this source. Sorry. I'm trying to get the what's it called back up.
What is that thing?
Yeah, what is this thing? It's so ugly. Why is he on screen?
What's that toothpick thing?
It's literally a toothpick. Don't judge me.
I always thought that was a cool look.
Dude, I'm a I'm a toothpick person now.
Now?
Was that rope?
When I first met Jessica, I had the same exact thought. What's that toothpick sitting by the pool for?
Oh my God.
Dang, rope. Took him 27 minutes.
I mean, you were too short. I couldn't even see you.
So. Oh, okay. Roast session. Let's go.
What? You were too short. You're like 3'8". You're like 3'8". You can't even legally drive. You have to have a Tesla.
What?
It's fun size. You can't even legally drive. You have to have Tesla. Your Tesla auto driving you.
Well, I mean, you still have to work to drive places.
Honestly, I think we have a new segment. Can we do like a roast segment? Like
roast of rope?
Yeah. Well, oh, that'd be good. Hey, that's a great segment. I like that. Just roasting rope. He's our honorable roast member.
The roasty.
I literally roast myself.
Dude, honestly, rope. The honorable mention, he just comes up here and I don't know. That sounds kind of mean to our guests. Just have rope roast them.
Oh God!
And it's part of the show.
I get it practically daily, so
yeah, you're a professional at this now.
Yeah, it's.
Hey, T Price, you need to sned sets.
Thanks.
All right, first question. Am I hosting this, Opti?
Yeah, why not?
And I'm hosting this part.
I'm drinking martinis here. Come on.
Do we need more women in Bitcoin?
No.
Wow, that was shocking to come from her.
That's weird because we always say
we need more people in Bitcoin. We don't need more men. We don't need more women. We just need more people in Bitcoin.
What if these people were below 5 feet?
Wow. So
and?
Wow.
And Mexican. And Mexican.
Well, and it's El Salvadorian, but
going
hey, okay.
to the having party.
Wait, no. You need to be under 4. I think it's 4'11" legally.
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Jessica looks confused. I think she looks a little confused. You should give her some context.
I can't hear. You guys are talking over each other. It's like that. I have no idea what you're saying.
This is
the show.
This is what happens when Opti hosts.
Okay. I'm done here.
Yeah, this show's
Look, it's Winekus. It's only Winekus now.
This show's a bunch of inside jokes, which is not good, I guess. All right, Opti, you have the next question.
Are we going to the ones in the DMs?
Yeah, let's do that.
No, this is you. This is your question. I got the follow-up question. Yeah, mine follows yours up.
Well, this is for relationship advice.
Wait, Wine. Are we going into your segment? Oh, wait, we don't have it. Hold on. We don't have the transition yet. But
segment.
We're segmenting it.
Oh. Wow. And now, your Wine's Wednesday dating tips. Weekly dose of alpha sauce. What is this week's tip, Wine?
All right, so Wine is very infamous for his dating tips, but he's trying to cancel the only thing that he's ever contributed to the show, and it's a very good segment. But since we have a guest today, I think Wine has a question for you as someone from the fairer sex. We as men. Actually, this is more for the audience. As men that have never had a girlfriend before, we have some hard-hitting questions.
Okay.
What is your opinion on going
to the voice cracked.
I swear I'm not nervous.
What is your opinion
going to the bathroom in front of your significant other? Should you keep it private? Or should you freely shit in front of the other person?
Oh my God. I mean, I think if you're comfortable doing that, more power to you.
Wait. After what date do you shit in front of your significant other?
Dates? I think I need to save that one for marriage.
Marriage. Wow. Triple digits. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, so you heard it here first. Do not shit in front of your pseudo girlfriend, boys.
I don't know. I didn't really. I pretty much heard that you should.
You should. I mean, I feel like if you can, like, that's pretty telling of where you are in the relationship. But I mean,
there's where you are in the relationship, and then there's like the mystique, you know.
You got to keep the romance alive, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what's more romantic than shitting in front of your significant other?
I don't know. I guess I haven't gotten to that point.
That sounds very romantic. Like, you know, you're really out in the open about everything.
Yeah. Masculine framing.
Yeah, right? Becca gets it.
That was inspired by masculine
frame. Yes, it's keeping masculine frame. Okay, well, this goes into my... Yeah, see, Becca gets it. Super romantic. All right, this gets into my next question. Because the real question was basically, do women shit? And my question was, do women fart? Because I've heard for so long that women don't even fart. They don't shit. You know, they're alleged princesses. But hey, I don't know. I'm here to debunk this truth.
Yep. We don't shit. We don't fart. We don't do nothing nasty.
Amazing. No wonder. No wonder I love women.
Yeah. I grew up with sisters and I still can't confirm.
Oh, shit. That's good. That's a good one, Wine. All right. Wine, the next question, though. Wait, what? What was it?
I heard somebody say sisters, so I thought I was going to jump in. But never mind.
Oh,
no,
okay.
This is the portion of the show where we have our friend from Alabama chime in. So go on, Rope.
Is he still here?
No.
Yeah.
Aren't you loving it? No, my sisters farted all over me, bro. They do it all the time, actually.
Wait, Rope. This might be too much, but you wanna tell that one Joe Dirt sister joke? That wasn't a joke.
What? There's so many jokes.
The one that is based on real life.
What? I wish Jessica.
Yeah. I remember. Anyways, we can move on. That was a good story. Okay. Oh yeah. Sorry. Mr. Robot is right. Jessica, I am so sorry, but expect post thirsty tweets after today's show. Oh shit.
Whoa, what are you doing over there?
Knocking over my martini. But yes, okay. Wine, do you have more questions? We have one more, but that seems like the end of the show. That's the end of the show question.
Well, we're talking about this the other day.
I have a question.
Oh, Will. Okay, Will's got a question. Go on.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Okay.
Hold on, Will. Hold on. I got to do my ethot thing.
You even got the foot out, not just the ankle. You showed.
Hey, foot. Dude, we're ethot for sure. I don't have socks on. I'm lounging over here. Yeah, you guys. Hey, all you dudes with feet fetish, do not meme my feet. Okay, Will, it's your turn. Sorry. We already have it. Look here, I can show you. Wine's already got the. Hold on. Let's show the people what they want. Look at our background. This is our banner. Did you change it, Wine? Check out our banner.
Let me see.
Oh, hold on. God. It's loading. I don't know why my internet's messed up right now. Someone show ink. 500 sats. Why did I do that for 500 sats? That's insane.
Genesis. Dude, I think we just got excited.
We prematurely showed ink.
Stampsy.com, guys.
All right, Will. All right, jump in.
Okay, my question is, how many dates till you can ask your girlfriend about Bitcoin?
Oh, that's actually a good question.
I mean, I don't think I'm the best person to ask. Just because, like, date one. But, it depends on the girl. I mean, if you can't talk about Bitcoin on like the second or third date, like, is it worth it?
Wow. You're playing for the crowd. I see what you're doing. I'm here. I see what you're doing here. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Before we get to that comment, T Price says, "What does a Mexican make a martini with? Lysol? That is racist, sir."
Oh my gosh.
Oh. All right. Oh, that was Weinekes. Yes. We are the number one Mexican ankle show.
Yes. Knee down.
This is true. This is true. Okay. All right. It does always end up an ankle show, Mr. Robert. All right. Hey, Wine. Wait. We got one more segment before we get into the very last question of the night.
Do we have a... What's the other segment? Oh, yeah. Okay. Do that one.
That was delicious. What did Hugh have for dinner?
They're so bad. I fucking love these transitions. Wine, we need more transitions. Now that you have a home, I think you need to put in some work. Well, as you can tell, look, he's in a home currently. He doesn't own a home, but like currently in a home in Argentina. The only reason he has a home is because Argentina's fiat currency is hyperinflating. So he's got he still has a few strong dollars in his back pocket.
I'm a poster boy for jurisdictional arbitrage here.
Wow, big words. All right, Wine. We're really stepping it up today.
Cheap steak.
Okay, anyways, Wine.
From McDonald's.
What did you have for dinner tonight?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, let's start with you.
I had steak and a tortilla española, which is like from my cultured people. It's like
my cultured people?
It's like a potato.
As opposed to your uncultured Mexican people.
Yeah. Hey, yo!
It's like a taco, but it's basically not, and it's potatoes.
It's potato tortilla?
It's like a potato pie, and the egg like holds it all together.
Interesting. Well, I think on brand, I had some more tacos tonight, except for Wine. They were not just standard ground beef gringo tacos. They were some homemade carnitas. It was absolutely delicious.
Dude, death taxes and Opti eating tacos, ground beef, or ramen for dinner.
Hey. They weren't ground beef tonight, all right? So, you know, hey, how can we be the biggest Mexican-only podcast if one of us isn't eating tacos every single show?
You just can't.
It doesn't work like that.
No.
I also had tacos tonight.
What kind of tacos did you have, Rope?
Taco Bell?
It was just
Taco Bell.
No, hell no. Hell no. I don't eat Taco Bell. It was plain flour tortilla with some smoked chicken in it.
Wow.
Plain flour with chicken? Ugh.
Yeah, we'll just smoke chicken. Bro, I wear a taco stand at night. What do you expect?
Do you actually?
Who's the real Mexican?
Hey, yo, he is my white ginger Mexican cousin.
Bro, stop letting Jessica run game on y'all. She is half Mexican. I get it. She's already doctored.
He really wishes I was Mexican.
He's got a thing for BBLs.
Apparently.
Hey, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Literally, I was in Mary Brickle Village a couple weeks ago, and there was this guy that crossed the street, and it was like two balloons were stuck on his ass. It was the most wild thing I've ever seen.
Wait, a dude had a BBL?
Yes.
Ugh.
It was hysterical.
That's disgusting.
It was gross.
Yikes.
Miami's a weird place.
Yeah.
All right. I'm shook. I'm shook off course. Okay. Anyways, we got a question here.
We didn't ask Jessica what she had for dinner.
Oh yeah. I forgot. Okay. Jessica, what did you have for dinner?
I made purple sweet potatoes and chicken thighs.
Interesting. Purple sweet potatoes.
They were delicious.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Chicken thighs over chicken breast. We should have a poll about that.
Wow. Definitely I think you need to put that up.
Thighs, and you take the skin and you make them crispy. Delish.
Oh, yeah? You're not a Bob's person, I see, huh?
Not a Bob's person.
No?
the you know, the long lasting question of boobs or ass, Jessica took thighs. So you already know where she stands, guys. Okay. Mr. Robot, when I do make my ground beef tacos, it is obviously KNC ground beef. I haven't ran through it yet, so you already knows. Any rug, you know, I make my homemade ones, all right? Go fuck yourself. He says, Opti is used to Taco Bell. That's racist, sir. Okay, next comment by my favorite alt account, Opti's Coke from McDonald's. Jessica, do you like Babu's?
Babu's. What's not to like?
Bars. Okay, let's see. What else do we got in here? Wow. Okay, Becca taking shots. If you're not sourcing your beef from your local rancher, are you even a Bitcoiner? She's calling all you guys out.
She's right.
She'd be right though. All right. What Mexicans do you hang out with? He goes, Diogenes is a great. It's not real Mexican food unless the taco is made out of Doritos. Sir, I think that's Taco Bell. Okay, let's see. Hell no.
Rope, why don't you just come yourself if you're just gonna hang out there like on the side?
Oh man. Hey Wine, send me this whatever you just put in the nest or the nest, the chat through the private chat. Who's the third? Wait, Diogenes, Rope is the BK side chick. Yo.
I do this just about every episode. Don't feel special, Jessica.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What do we got here, Wyan? I don't know why my internet. Oh, okay.
How long have we been not talking about anything for?
45 minutes.
But yeah.
We're almost there.
We almost made it. Hey, we almost made it, boys. Okay, hold on. We got a very illustrious poll here. And for some reason, my shit is breaking out again.
Let's like go. Always.
It doesn't want me to succeed tonight.
They're listening.
They're listening. All right, so we got this poll, guys. Go vote in the poll. Thighs or breasts? Obviously, this is coded.
Obviously.
So, you know.
Dark meat all day.
Ooh, wow. Why any kiss? You really are from Miami, huh?
Hey.
What about you, Opti?
Oh, I'm a white meat kind of person.
You really are. You really are.
Hey, I'm a Mexican. I tell you guys this. This is very, very simple mathematics.
No wonder Rope loves you.
Yeah, duh. He's simping for me, not you. Come on, yeah. Jeez.
Exactly. And if you ask me what dark meat, I'm just gonna say it's all pink in the middle. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. This is why we do this show. This is why we do it.
This is about Bitcoin.
This is all about Bitcoin. Honestly, we gave them the sauce the first 21 seconds.
Yeah, that
they
was
come
it.
For the noise. They come for the noise.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We can
ask the question. Yeah, hold on. Ooh, wait, hold on. Mr. Robot's giving us some sauce in here. Hold on. Let's get to Mr. Robot. Opti, you got to make those out of the Merlot fajita from KNC. Okay. Hey, between you and I, Mr. Robot, I am about to put in a big order soon. So I will try, you know, some tacos out of that fajita meat. All right. Next one. Opti mole. Honestly, I don't know how to make mole. Call my mom and I'll try to make some.
Mole is
wow.
Amazing.
There are 13 listeners on Spaces.
Yeah, we're famous on Spaces.
We have like 300. Something happened.
Dude, Wine, we did such a good job of getting canceled.
Yeah, it was the
It was elite, guys. They tanked it. That's why it's all, you know, there's only 13. There used to be so many more.
Yo, this is true. This is so true. We got necked. We've been getting necked, Wine. We have rivals now.
It's all right. We'll be back. We need the price to go up.
All right. Let's
for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to this last question, Wine. I think you should do the honors.
Before we get to that question, I have like an actual serious question because I know you work in the passport industry.
Lame.
All right, forget that question then.
Ask it.
No, I got made fun of and I peer pressured out.
You are everyone's favorite influencer. So you got to deal with the heat.
That question.
No. Come back.
Oh, you feel bad now? You feel bad now?
Often? No, I'm just trying to push my little Padawan to understand what it means like to get shit on every single day. And so I'm going to make fun of you so that you actually ask the question, you little.
But I reversed it on you and now you feel even more bad.
Honestly, I can literally cut you out. Yeah, we don't need Winekiss anymore. This is my show now.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
Do you want to host or not, Wine? You got to ask the hard-hitting questions.
I was going to say, do you recommend just getting passports from anywhere if you can? Like, just get as many as possible?
Yeah, I mean, if you have the ability to get, say, like through descendancy, by all means, try and get it. They take a lot longer than, say, like the jurisdictions we work with, where basically you donate money and then you get a passport. Like trying to get it through descendancy will take around 2 to 3 years. But if you can, by all means, do it. It doesn't hurt.
What's the most passports like that you know somebody has? Like, is there somebody out there with like 10 passports?
For sure.
Goals.
Yeah.
All right. Real question now.
Why is it doubling?
That was the fake one.
That was a fake one.
Yeah, that was a fake question.
Real question. What's your favorite Bitcoin meme?
Ooh. Favorite Bitcoin meme. I don't know. There's so many to choose from. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. When I first got on, there was this guy, Ruben, who would make the videos with like people's faces. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's next question, Wine. That's a meme style. It's not your favorite meme.
Well, maybe there's
Yeah, I got to.
I don't know. Whenever like, the ones where it's like the person standing in the corner of the room and the people dancing, where it's like Bitcoin, Twitter, and then it's like the normies. Like, what the fuck is wrong with them? That one I like.
Okay.
Can I ask a follow-up question on the Plan B stuff? Now, Jessica, why would I go and spend like 4 or 5 or 6 figures on a Plan B when I can just go to CVS and get one for like $50.
wait. Honestly, hey, no joke, guys. When I saw the name of today's show, I was sitting here thinking like, Wine, why the fuck do you call this show Plan B? Like, why are we talking about this today? Like, wait, is it because she's a girl? Like, what is going on? Only right now did I realize it's because of the whole passport business. Anyways, Joseph Schiller, my brain's out.
The host of Simply Bitcoin.
Hold on, let me mute everyone here. Hold on,
you guys.
We're
not allowed to be mean to him anymore.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, God. I am only human. I am only human too. I have feelings as well. Honestly. And the show's over. And it's around. Okay, one more question though, actually. One more question.
Okay.
We brought it up. Opti's Coke from McDonald's. Who is your favorite Bitcoin Twitter simp?
I mean, I don't have any, so like, I don't know. Oh, there is that one account where it's like, love is Bitcoin. and it's run by a girl.
Yo, taking shots. Okay.
No, that's run by a dude.
Yeah, I know.
She said girl with parentheses over here. Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, yes. See, look, you got the hyenas over here. We got the peanut gallery named Rope in the spaces.
Coming at me.
Okay. I provide a very important service.
He does. He provides a very important service. Honestly, Wine, if Rope shows up every show, we should split him out some of them ZBD tips.
All right.
As long as he's roasting them. All right, speaking of.
No. I don't want TEM coming after me, bro. Keep the TEM boys on you guys.
Yo. Hey, it's all good.
We just love those guys.
Yeah, we love them. They're so sweet. They're so kind.
Anyway,
let's get to the favorite portion of the show.
And now it's time for Shitposting as a Service, brought to you by me, Labra Hoddle, and the guys at ZBD. Read off the lightning tips this week, Winekus. Wine. Read the tips.
Wine. Read the tips.
Hang now.
Wait. Hold on. I'm missing one key component. We've updated. Remember, Wine, we've updated. Hold on.
What's
actually
going on?
Just shh.
The Mexican music?
Come on. Let's see.
You have too many martinis over there?
Hey. I am a professional drunk.
Turn up the mariachi bands. It's our favorite segment of the show. Shitposting as a Service, brought to you by our favorite pet, Labra Hoddle, and by our favorite cold storage steel company.
Wow. Hold on. They didn't even pay you yet, and you're already shilling them. You're doing this wrong. Twice.
Dude, they're here with us from the beginning. The first tip of the day says test. Always the first tip. Always back.
That's me. You can avoid reading that one.
I will always read whatever people send us.
Wow.
The next tip was for 8,085 stats, and it says show bobs.
Wait. Music stop. Wine, I did not see any bobs yet.
That was for you. The next
Wine. Wait. You can't scam our follower, like our audience like this.
I'm the ankle guy. You're the bob guy.
Dude, I am the classy ethot. You are the hole that does anything for anything.
Hey, bobs, I guess you have to tune in next week.
Oh, there might not be a next week.
You like that engagement right there? The next tip, Opti, is for 69.69, and it says SB, show balls.
Wine?
SB, I think they're talking to you, Simply Bitcoin.
Simply.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Wow. You're making us rich.
What all did right. it say? I missed it. All I saw was Jessica.
No, just wait. We're gonna get to it. This is the best part of the show.
The next tip is for 500 sats, the absolute bare minimum. The people that know how to game the system, and it says, "I was told that I would receive 1,000 sats back if I send 500 sats. Please, Sned. Honestly, I'm willing to send them back the 1,000."
I'm not. What are we doing here? Oh, you're gonna send them back half a penny? Like, come on.
We're doing it. The next tip, Opti, again for the bare minimum 500, and it says, "Hey Jesse, you Satoshi sis, because your smile is bliss." That's bars. That's actual bars.
Oh. Yeah, listen, that's called motherfucking bars.
Well, it's the first time we actually got a bar, and you didn't drop the bar.
I don't know. It felt a little simpy, but okay.
Oh.
Yeah,
listen. That's called motherfucking bug.
The next tip. The Bitcoin number 2100, and it says show ank opti.
I did it. Do I do it again?
Whatever you want. Up to your
discretion. No, we did it. We did it. We did it. Keep it going. Keep it going.
The next tip for 1,069 sats, and I need to emphasize the 69 every time, for Mexican taco midget tacos.
Oh, okay. Sounds delicious.
You pay us, we say it. The next one is...
You pay us and wine says it.
Next tip for 500 sats, the bare minimum. Top three best looking guys not named Winekiss or Yellow.
Oh, wait, I thought it said top three best looking guys named Winekiss and Yellow.
I don't know. Are you going to answer, Opti?
Oh, no, I think this is for Jessica.
Oh, well, I don't know.
It's a hard
I don't know
question.
What Yellow looks like.
He's a yellow puppet. Look at him. He's on the screen. How handsome is he?
Obviously, it's Yellow. Sorry.
He's super handsome. Look at him. Look at this guy.
Where's
got
the
laser eyes.
Yellow puppet.
Oh. Okay, we keep it going. 5,069 sats from our favorite robot, Mr. Robot. And he says, we don't need more Bitcoin hoes, thirst tweets, just lesbian midgets cocking the floor.
Oh, hey, someone cut that out.
We have to explain the cocking the floor to our new Jessica followers.
Wine, do you wanna do the honors?
Well, cocking the floor is like, you know, the cock gun, like where you put the goo? You put like the white goo on the floor. So it's like setting the price, like the price of the floor.
With cock and goo. That's a good way to explain it, Wine.
Cock goo.
Great.
The next
way to
tip, Opti, for 500 stats says send more ankle Opti.
Okay, all right. Since you guys asked for it. This is wait, we'll do the other ankle.
Oh,
we got the toes.
Oh, there
you got martinis and toes.
I got them toes.
Wow.
I got toes. And Opti, the last tip.
Hold on.
The last tip of the night, unless somebody wants to test how fast Lightning Network is.
Because Lightning, it simply works.
Scans that code and sends more. Is for 10,000 sats, the winner of the night. And it says, Jessica equals Opti, but with shittier tweets from Rope.
It's not very anonymous now, is it?
That's the point. Hold on. I need a record stop here. Any rug. This is just a weird position. I mean, it's a very tight space. I'm trying not to knock over my martini and the mic. It's, you know, I could do some yoga. I mean, hey, actually, a good story, Aunt, since we're on this point and the whole point of this show is to troll myself. I did yoga once and it was a first date and your boy was sweating profusely. It was a Bikram's hot yoga. Absolutely pouring sweat.
You did hot yoga as a first date?
Yeah. It was not a great idea. I would definitely not recommend it. And like my back, I was pouring sweat, like absolutely profusely pouring sweat. And anytime I'd lay on my back to do like one of the back yogas, my back would make just like the most ridiculous big farting sound ever. It was so embarrassing. Your boy still hit though.
Did you go?
All right, keep going, Wyatt.
Did you get a second date?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
I don't know if Opti got a second date, but we got another tip. The segment continues.
Wait. Hold on, Nick. Hold on. Hold.
Let me say the damn tip.
Shh. Nick can't mind the illustrious Zoomer with all the algos. Just said, I just joined and Optimus been simping. Hey, hold on.
No, Malaka.
God. I'm being a gracious host over here.
Get on board.
So why?
So why?
So why?
So Wine, read the last tip. It's for 500 sats, Opti.
Okay, so Wine, read the last tip. Hold on.
It says best episode.
Oh, hold on, let's go.
Double the bars.
All right, wrong one. Hold on, Mr. Robot. Okay. I'm a fan of the vodka martini, just a little vermouth, a little bit of olive juice. I just eye it out, bro. You'll make yourself a good one.
What's a vermouth?
It's some kind of, I don't know what the fuck. But this is how you make a martini. Come on. I don't even like olives and I like martinis. Come on. Hold on. I need to get the record scratch here. Becca says Opti flash both ankles, total simp. Ouch. Wait, oh, Becca. No. Becca, for you.
I am building.
Hey, Nick. Hey, hold on again. Sorry, Wine. You can't end the show yet. Nick says, Bitcoin Baker, what a slut he is. I am a classy ethot. I don't show anything above ankle. Hey.
You're a pretty slutty e-girl.
God. I am a classy ethot. Okay, Wine. All right. Let's go.
Oh, we got another tip.
Oh.
Let's read it, Opti. 500 sats. The bare minimum for plus one best show. That's two votes.
Yeah, listen. That's called motherfucking bug.
After reading all these tips, all Stamper Seed. What's the name of their company?
Oh, my God. You are the worst.
Hold on.
That you got your one and only sponsor.
All Stamp Seed had to do was pay. Yeah, put the tag there. Everyone follow them. They don't have that many followers, but they're here with us from the beginning. Instead of asking us to sponsor that or sponsor us and do like the affiliate link, all they have to do is come to the show and spend 500 sats, which is like 14 cents, and we show their product. So like, if every company was smart enough, they would.
Dude, Wine, you are literally giving away trade secrets at this point.
Literally. You don't have to send us free stuff. You just give us 500 sats and we promote.
Just give us a penny. Wine will show your product for a penny.
With that,
talk about an ethot. Go
back in the algos, Opti.
Wow, hold on. Let's get to Anyrug's comment. He says Loki has an OnlyFans ankle page soon. It's coming soon. Remember when Jessifer had Onlys?
Yes, Sats for Feet.
Oh, satsforfeet.com.
Ask me how I knew that so quickly.
Yeah. It's because Juan's the only person to put his feet up on there.
I got like 10,000 sats.
Well, you just did it now, so.
Oh, hey, I give the people what they want. Okay, Mr. Robot says, any energy, there are Bitcoin hoes with OnlyFans.
Yo, Yellow has an OnlyFans page.
Wait, are we, is he talking about us? All right, Wine, there's one more. One more just came in.
Well, one more tip came in, and it looks like there was a typo.
Hold on. Wine. You've been missing your Oshi shill, bro.
Oh yeah.
How
well, I'm a Stamp Seed maxi now, so.
Wow. Fair weather Bitcoin Oshi shill. All right.
We got another tip, Opti. The segment continues. Play the Mexican music.
Sounds racist, but I'll let it slide.
It says on plebeian market, and they're supposed to, I think they meant buy, but we're gonna say typo.
Wait, what's the deal with that, Becca? What
put the link?
Jeez, what is, hold on, Becca, since you are a part of the meme factory that doesn't exist, what is the deal with that plushy yellow? Are you guys, I've been talking to Rusty about it, but I'm kind of confused. You guys wanted 250 people to help the production go, or was that just 250 people are buying one? Obviously, I don't know how to read, so.
Obviously.
Can we get this product on the screen?
Yeah, 1 second. Let me do that for you.
And we got another tip while Opti's bringing up another two tips. You guys are sending the bare minimums. You know how to play the game. 500 says Jessica Ehol, which I think is for hello. And then we got a second ago 500 sats that says, what? You guys fixed the one sat tip. I'm getting scammed.
Yeah, that's hot. That's Labra. Labra in the building. Let's go.
I actually went to ZBD after that episode and told them to take away the bug that was letting you guys send us one sat tips.
Dude, it won't stop. It really won't.
Oh my gosh.
Look at how cute little yellow is.
That's adorable.
This it's actually is really cool.
The most attractive man in Bitcoin.
Okay. Hold on. Becca says, we are producing 250 plushy yellows, so you can order yours on Plebeian Market. Is it limited supply? Only 250, huh? Wait, we're blowing up. Why are we blowing up? Wood. Yeah. Okay.
I think they're talking about you.
Hey, I don't disagree.
And your ankles.
Yeah, agree. All right. Read the last one. Wait, I think I think my sugar daddy's in the audience. We should probably roll this one out now.
Fired again. All right. Play the music. Hold on.
Play the music.
500 sats. This show won't stop. 500 sats. This show won't stop. Another one. Wine is fired again. The next one. Wood. And the other one. 500 sats. I just to hump it.
Hold on. We got a great comment here. Why not 21 million yellow plushies? Not real Bitcoiners?
Yeah.
Becca says, wow. All right, this show's never gonna stop. Okay. All right. Let's get to these comments. Let's get to these comments and let's roll this out. Jeez.
Missy and Opti forever.
Wait, hold on. When I take the trash out to the sidewalk, I leave it there and I don't dig in it. Okay, go on, Wine.
Keep reading them?
Yeah, we still got a few more.
Nice flag, Wine.
Let's show the people. Look at this flag. Look at him LARPing as an Argentinian when he's Mexican.
I'm so Argentinian these days.
Dude, so Argentinian.
I got that at the soccer game. I went to see Messi's 800th goal.
Ooh, look at you. Cultured. Man of culture.
And the last tip, Opti.
Hold on.
Mexico.
Yeah, listen! That's called motherfucking bored!
All right.
That's it for today.
That's it for today. We went over our line. Hold on. Can we make fun of Wine and his beanie in 80 degree weather? Wow, look at this. Wine, look at this. Check it out.
Beanie season. Should we drop beanies?
Wine, someone wants to sponsor us.
Oh my gosh. Should we read this?
Yeah.
Hi. I want to offer promotion of your channel viewers, followers, views, chat bots. The price is lower than any competitor. The quality is guaranteed to be the best. Auto on. Incredibly flexible and convenient. Order management panel. Everything is in your hands. Turn it on, off, customize. Go to dogehype.com.
Wait. I didn't read the end. We are no.
Malaka.
Okay.
Pretty good sales pitch, honestly.
Canceled.
That just got off the canceled.
I just got canceled. I just canceled myself. Yeah, exactly. That's the end of the show. We're officially done. That's a wrap for today. Hey, Wine, I'm going to do this air, but I don't know. I might want a break next week. So I'm going to,
Well, that's I'm a reserve.
Bro, you had a break last week.
Yeah, and I want to do this bi-weekly. Wait, hold on. We got one more comment.
We just got people saying best show ever, and he's taking a break.
Dude, it's like, you know, make the people wait. Yeah, all Nick, right. Easy for you to say you quit on us. You quit on us. All right, there's one last comment. Read it, and let's get out of here.
For Jucres and Papisas. All right, Opti.
Oh, wait. The next one's 190th? Amazing.
Damn, next one's 190th.
Wow.
Free Jessica. Agreed.
This whole hour and 15 minutes.
All right, well, hey, wait. Hold on. Last comment, and then we're really going. Any rug, the channel got canceled for lack of content. Yes, this is true.
Ever since Nick left us, we've gotten like 100 more subscribers in 2 years.
Dude, we've gone downhill since the Zoomer took his algos. This is fucked up. Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
Okay, then I guess I'm showing up next week. Fuck. Confirmed. All right, Wine. I guess there's a show next week.
DM on next week.
Read the tip.
Dude, what the fuck, bro? Quit tipping us. Why do we always end the show the same way? Quit tipping us. Read the tips, Wine. Read the tips.
Stop sending us money.
We're the only show to tell you to stop sending us money.
I just spent 2,000 sats in less than 3 minutes. Lightning Network is fast.
Oh, my God. Wait, read the other one.
What am I reading?
There's another one.
Means TEM means.
Oof. And then Nick said, wait, Afdi wants to be bi? No. No, bi. Not at all.
Don't. Yes, he does. Afdi, you call me later. Yes, we do.
Oh, my
is
God.
Is bi-weekly every 2 weeks or twice a week?
Whatever the one means less. Okay, hold on. My sugar daddy has spoken. He says, you should hear the things he tells me backstage. All right. Jessica, what are you working on lately? Where do you want people to find you? Or are you just trying to fade away like everyone else?
Do you want them
I'm
to
just watch here to shit post and then eventually disappear.
Honestly, that's a good game plan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Stop sending us tips. I'm trying to roll this out.
Guys, stop sending us money.
Read it, Wine.
Tom.
Lightning is a failure. Wait, don't
no, you
go.
You have to say it. Lightning is a failure.
Is that the
Wait, have you ever heard how Wine speaks? Obviously, he's saying it in that voice.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I'm supposed to be mean to you. What are you doing?
Dude, you're the influencer now. You're everyone's favorite influencer's influencer. All right, Wine. Let's wrap this one up. Well, I had fun. Jessica, I hope you had fun.
I did.
Sweet. All right. Well, hey, how about any last message for the feminists out there?
Get off of birth control. Stop being a lunatic in the street and, you know, touch grass.
Yeah, listen. That's called the fucking boy.
All right,
and stop tweeting.
Stop tweeting. There was middle fingers that. There. There yes, was middle yeah. fingers there. She flipped you off rope. Anyways, Wine, read this last tip and let's get the eef out of here.
Good morning. Go zap yourself.
All right, guys. Well. I am falling for the social peer pressure, so we'll probably be back next Wednesday. We're not going to have a guest because...
Passion, Opti. We need passion.
Dog, you know how much passion I give you guys every single day? This is supposed to be fun. At this point, this is becoming a job. Like, come on.
Don't want that.
Yeah, you don't,
you're
going
to let any hug down, Mr. Robot, Diogenes. Should I name the other six?
Copernicus. I think that's about it.
A job that you It's a job that you sit here and laugh at for a whole hour. Dude, woe is me.
You know how much effort it takes for me to sit here and laugh rope.
Oh my God.
Not that much. Go fuck yourself, guys. I will see you next week. This is why we do what we do. So,
literally getting zapped a Honda Civic every time somebody says something.
Honda Civics. I'm pretty sure there's still a 20-second delay, so we're going to sit here. We're going to sit here and pretend like this is ending and we're not talking.
Obviously.
And maybe someone will say something really bad on the spaces right now and it'll still get caught in the YouTube chat, YouTube video. But hey, we'll see. Look, Stampsy. We're even
still going to Stampsy.
Is this show over yet?
It's still going.
Hey, Wine, you know how we do is this live? Is this show over yet? Wait, is it over? It better be over.
Is it?
It's over.